Easley, reallibertymedia.com. Connecting Voices on Facebook, Vincent Easley II. And I've found a very interesting story on my way to the federal courthouse this morning for more coverage of the Bundy Ranch trial. And we're talking about a piece of paper with your name and picture on it.
I've presented my press credentials. Thank you, Grimner. A laminated piece of paper with my name on it as a way of making identification and intent. So we was talking about IDs, and you got your car stolen and all your paperwork and everything.
Yeah, what happened was I was a technical writer in California, and due to the layoffs I just left my apartment because everybody was getting laid off multiple times, and took out across the country to relocate. So I had everything that I owned in my car. The car was stolen, okay, and my ID and everything I had was in there.
Now, you've had a problem replacing that.
Yes, I've had a big problem replacing that in the state of Nevada. They want a birth certificate, and when I went somewhere to try to get a birth certificate, they wanted a driver's license, okay? So I was thinking of some kind of ID. I was arrested here for jaywalking, that is, crossing the street where there isn't a signal or a crosswalk. I went down to the police station to get a copy of the police report, and they won't give it to me. Why? Because I don't have an ID. However, in their records, okay, they have a picture of me, and they identified me from California with a driver's license of N0.
You don't need to say the number.
Okay, anyway, they identified me there, okay? She has all of that on her computer system, and I have a picture of myself with something called a clarity card that identifies me. So in her database, she had my name, my social security card, my past driver's license number, and everything else, but refused to give me a copy of the police report. So I guess I'm spending the rest of my life wandering around Nevada.
So you was talking about it being a piece of paper.
Yes.
You remember what you was telling me?
Yeah, it's a piece of paper. I am who I am, okay? There's all kinds of information that they used at the police department here to identify me because I had nothing on me. So they know exactly who I am because they pulled that all up with a picture of me. They take a picture of you. They took fingerprints and they identified me to go to court. Legally, you have to be identified as somebody to go to court. You can't go to court as Jane Doe. So she knows exactly who I am. I look exactly like the picture, and she won't give me a copy of the police report, knowing full well that I had no ID on me and that they had to ID me through a DMV database in California.
I like what you said about doors.
Yeah, in Nevada, they say every door is locked. Go here, it's a locked door. Go here, it's a locked door. It's a paradox. And you're just stuck here. That's why the big joke here is if something happens to your ID and everything, you're stuck here. And you can't walk out. I got as far as Boulder City, okay? But they won't let you hitchhike because that's against the law too. So everything's against the law except getting your ID. It's just a mess, absolute mess.
You said something too about how law and legal is so convoluted.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous. It's absolutely, in California they do everything they can when something happens to get you right back on track. If I were in California, I'd simply go there, I'd tell them what my old driver's license number was, they pull it up on a screen, okay? I give them all the information and match the information they had there, and I'd be on my way, okay? But not here. They just like to put you in a big, giant prison, and the prison is called Nevada.
What happens in Vegas, baby? Thanks, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.